What does adding the homeless population to the census mean for a major metropolitan area like Los Angeles?
Well, in 1997, the Census Bureau determined that counting homeless people was an excessive burden and that they wouldn't be able to do it adequately. So they came up with the decision that they would try to do it in an abbreviated way.
So if there were to be an accurate count of homeless populations, what benefit would that bring?
Well, some $40 billion worth of general resources that are divided out across the country. So it's $1.5 billion under the McKinney-Vento Homeless Assistance Act, and it's to fund homeless-specific programs. And then there's an additional $3.5 billion on top of that $1.5 billion of money that could then be spent more appropriately because we would know where the homeless reside. I think it would be one major step to correcting a system that really is not suited for ending homelessness, but really a system that really is just there to manage it.
And obviously, there are certain logistical challenges in counting homeless populations. How can the census face these logistical challenges?
I guess I would flip the question around and say that the Census Bureau has the responsibility of counting the homeless. So it's really up to the Census Bureau to determine what they need to fulfill their obligation, their constitutional responsibility to count all residents of the United States. So if their resources are insufficient, then they need to go to Congress and let them know that so that they can gain more resources. The challenge isn't the responsibility of the homeless community or the community. It's really the census's responsibility to figure out what they need, what tools they need, what resources they need to fulfill their obligation.
And what are the political implications of the census count as far as who gets counted, whether that's homeless populations or undocumented immigrants?
I think the political implication is that you have some 3.5 million Americans per year that are basically uncounted, forgotten. And because of that, we don't really understand who we are as a country. Politically, it would be important to understand who we are so that we can divide our resources up, you know, appropriately and proportionately, and so that we can hopefully solve the social ill rather than just brush it under the rug.
Great. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.